I'm Brian Sherwin, and I'm here to talk to you about some of the announcements that were made at Build 2016. Microsoft is focused on making you, the developer, productive in all platforms, whether it's an IoT device or a cross-platform device for Android and iOS, or even an Xbox game or a HoloLens game. Microsoft is providing a framework and a platform to build on that make you a productive developer. If you don't think this is the best time to be a developer, with all the resources of the cloud, the compute, the artificial intelligence, then maybe you're just not paying attention. In this video, I want to talk about two of the main announcements that were made, IoT and Office. First, let's talk about IoT. When Microsoft made some announcements earlier this month around IoT, one of the biggest pieces was the IoT Hub. Now, maybe you've developed a simple solution on a single device, and maybe you're managing things in your own home with those single devices. But maybe your business has grown out and you're building sensors that are watching lots of different things. Maybe the temperature and humidity throughout your warehouse. Maybe you're looking at those sensors across all of the offices in a single building. Maybe you're looking at lots of buildings across a campus. As you start to work with those devices, you'll quickly realize that getting the firmware updates to all the little devices and making the software updates to make changes is a pretty time-consuming task. With Microsoft IoT Hubs on Azure, we're providing the tools that allow you to do firmware updates, to do software pushes, to do management of those devices and the security all in a hub suite type environment. So if you were to go over to Azure IoT Suite, the URL is found here below the video, you would see that there is an opportunity to provision either a predictive maintenance solution, which is geared around how things degrade over time or how things need to be maintained over time, and using artificial intelligence or machine learning to look at when things break down, to predict when those things are going to be problems so that you're replacing them before they're broken. The other option is remote monitoring, being able to put together a solution around finding where things are going wrong as they're happening. And where do you get started, right? The IoT suite allows you to build those solutions and start with kind of a pre-baked solution that shows you all the code, shows you all the services and how they're managed. Then you can start building up your custom code. The cool thing is all the code that you need for a given service is all located in a GitHub repository. From there, you can manage device firmware upgrades, you can manage device software patches, you can manage security, and you can divide those up. You can control just a firmware push to building one or to building two, or maybe it's just a single conference room and you want to push code to just a single location. The IoT Hub allows you to provision your devices and group them in such a way that you can push that code out in a very manageable way. Really helps when you start looking at your devices that you're deploying across your enterprise, being 100 devices, 500, 1,000, and even into the million devices. The second thing I want to talk about is Office. Now, Office 365 is a platform of Office, and it brings the Office suite across platform, right? So we have the Office tools, we have the Office applications that can run on the iPads, and we've got the Office 2016 for a Mac, we've got Office on a PC. But one of the things that as a developer that you can take advantage of today are the Microsoft add-ins. The Microsoft add-ins are HTML and JavaScript. And so they allow you to build a cross-platform plugin to Office, to the Office applications, that allow you to integrate right into the tool. Now, when I take that and I combine that with the Microsoft Graph, which was released last November, I can start building in security and enterprise grouping, and I can look at I can look at things. I could be in a Word document, and I could look at free busy time in an Outlook calendar. I could bring in web applications. I could bring in web content and drop it right into an email. If you take a look at the day one demos, or no, sorry, it was the day two demos with Chi Lu, as he was demonstrating the Office plugins, there was an add-in that was provided by Starbucks where you could click an icon that said, meet me at Starbucks, and it would bring up the locations that were nearest to you. And you could pick the location, and that information was automatically attached into your email. Those kind of rich add-ins give you the power and flexibility to bring your business into Office or your product into Office so that you can begin working things. You can create richer experiences and richer applications where people are at that point in time. This is all about making you more productive, right? Making your workers more productive with line of business applications. If those are things that I do, why would I want my workers to go into an email, go into Outlook, create a meeting item, then have them go out to the web to do something else, to find a meeting location, take that information and cut and paste it into Outlook? Wouldn't it be great to create a tool that just did all that for me? Those are what Office add-ins allow you to do. The other one that we have are Office connectors, which allow you to bring conversations within your office and group them together and have what we call group connectors that start to bring information together based on context. We've got a number of connectors that are already out there, but it's definitely something you want to investigate. Take a look at the Office connectors. I've got a couple of links on my blog at briansherwin.com that are either underneath this video, or if you're looking at this video on Channel 9, you'll also see those links down at the bottom of the blog post there. But really, there are some great things going on in IoT and Office, and I encourage you to check those out.